so it's cut down on a, on a lot of the irrigation. They just don't have the water like they used 2 years ago.
Did they dig irrigation? Is this an irrigation ditch that they dug out back here?
No, this is the old creek bed out here.
I see.
This is a Cottonwood Creek that runs over here about half a mile or so.
I see.
And I guess at one time there was one that run right through here, but it starts up here, half a mile or so, with springs. And the springs are caused by up above irrigation, you know.
Okay. Springs are water that comes out from underground. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do people in this area dig out irrigation ditches?
Oh, yes.
Anybody that irrigates.
They ditch their land.
Yes.
In places across their land, and then they'll keep diverting that water into ditch down. They'll start in the upper end and then work to the lower end and run that water through those ditches and then let it flow over and run out on the ground.
Do they ever call them anything besides irrigation ditches? Do they ever call them canals?
We don't have canals around
here.
Okay,
just irrigation ditches.
Just irrigation ditches.
Okay. Would they ever have a holding area that water flows into? An irrigation, I'm thinking of like a small body of water, not a lake, but something smaller than a lake.
What do they call it?
Ponds. Yeah.
Not around here, they don't.
Most of this water that they irrigate will go right into the ground.
Okay.
And, it comes out of the creeks.
Okay. So, pronounce that for me, P-O-N-D.
Pond.
Okay. So they wouldn't have like an irrigation pond in this area. Okay. What would they call it? What would you call a ditch along an upgraded road? Where they dug out to build a road?
Bar ditch.
Okay, bar ditch. What do you know anything about what they might call poor soil in this area? What is considered poor soil to grow things in? Just wondered if it was clay or.
Oh, yeah, they have some clay soil. Yeah.
What's good soil? What's considered good soil?
Or what black soil.
Okay. Is that like a loam? Is that a loam? Or
loamy
a,
soil.
Okay. In a city, maybe like Denver, a place on the side of the road made of cement that you walk on so you don't have to walk in the street?
Sidewalk.
Okay. And what is a boulevard?
Fancy street, I guess. Or
okay. And what do people, how do people around here classify paved and unpaved roads? What would they call an unpaved road?
Country road, dirt road.
Dirt road, okay. Do you ever call it a gravel road?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
How about unimproved? Do they ever use that word?
Oh, no, they're all improved.
Okay.
Regardless.
They're all improved regardless. And a paved road would just be a what?
Some of the county roads are paved roads.
They call them asphalt or tar roads or
asphalt.
Coal or oil roads or what would
oil
they?
Roads,
oil
roads, paved roads, yeah.
Okay, that's a roadway that runs through the mountains. It runs through a kind of a low place in the mountains, so it didn't have to go all the way up. Maybe like a Loveland over here. Or what are those places where they run through?
Passes.
Okay. Did they ever call them gaps or notches?
Not that I know of.
Just
passes.
Okay. And a couple things I wanted to ask you the meaning of. What are the bad lands?
As far as I know, that's where the state people they're up in South Dakota.
Okay. And how about the high plains? What are the high plains?
Well, I suppose that would be Nebraska and out in there.
Eastern